Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Because I need to get them talking to the crafters and get somebody to make an item for me. Apparently they're in
or is on the 5% of the existing
of the new tote.
Okay, that's going to be a bit different.
Compound interest, that's the important.
They have a backlog match points.
Yes, it gets bigger.
So I'm going to get a crafter and pay him a little extra so he actually makes mine now.
Okay.
And I can't just wander into the school without having spell swords up my ass.
By the way, I get a teleport license over.
It was a gift.
From which family? Or clan?
From the father.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So he was a dwarf friend?
Basically, I'm also a dwarf friend.
The whole brotherhood.
He paid for it. And they gave it to me.
You want me to talk to the crafters?
He'll show you the little, like, dwarf insignia.
I mean, it's an extra 200 or whatever gold.
I can't read
person.
Yeah,
I just want to get it crafted now, because otherwise, if I put it in the normal thing, it's going to be three, four months before I get a less than 2,000 gold item.
Alright, whatever. I'll look around.
Oh, by the way, guys.
This is D&D. Always round down.
If you're going to make jokes about how much money I hoard, he's got more money than
me. Well, I'm also a fighter, so, you know, actually, armor doesn't come with
me. You've
got
more money than me.
Yeah, because I can't buy anything.
Pathfinder gave me some new rules. There's actually a reason to be a fighter.
Well, I'm sorry, the whole armor thing never worked for me.
I know you're a monk. You lose your class ability.
My armor is here.
Yeah, but there's nothing under.
What is gather information?
Ryan?
No, it's local.
What we'll do is we'll go off the Black Lotus so you can take over the orphanage.
Anyways, I'll go look around
you
the college.
Best to do that. Back.
Okay.
To...
There's actually only about...
What?
I suppose freeing the orphans is...
There's only one person who can, like, even do rods. There's no one who does staves. Everyone does scrolls. Few people who do potions and a few who do wondrous items. And by a few, I mean five.
Well, any of those five open sometime within the next... sometime soon. It's not really a priority for me.
Week? No. Next week? Yes.
Alright, well, guys willing to pay for command word, comprehend language?
How much?
What do you want?
I'd at least like... if this is cutting into my vacation time and my wife will kill me if I don't get good compensation... I'd like at least 50% on top.
I would tell.
Yes. From 18 to 27,000.
No.
2,700.
There you go.
He wants 3,000.
Almost double the cost.
Vacation time.
He said his wife will kill him. You know, that sort of thing.
You should know about that.
an offering?
It depends. Well, it depends if you want to get it now or later.
I surprised the gnomes by coming home unharmed for once.
So how long would it
Were
be?
Were you asleep or something?
You know, it'd be next week.
It rains a lot.
Well, yeah, next week.
How long would it be waiting through the normal store? Any guess at all?
They have no idea. Because this is, you know, the corrupt market's dream.
Oh, I see what this is. It's Andre finally forcing us to use the black market instead of our personal item crafters.
No, go ahead and use your personal item crafters. It's just something that, it's a natural evolution. When you think about it, a bunch of people who are suddenly like, I'm willing to pay extra to get up higher in the line. Well, that guy's also willing to pay higher to get up in the line.
Mm-hmm.
You, instead of now you guys basically having exclusive, you now have competition.
Well, it's also more like, it's money versus friends.
Mm-hmm.
And in this city, money wins out.
And the thing is you can look at your friend and go, look, you know, I'm sorry, I'd love to craft your item right now, but this guy's paying me 900 extra. I'll take you out to dinner.
Andre, I got 25 on knowledge, looking to find somebody in the black market selling a necklace of comprehend language if I can.
Sure thing. I can sell it to you.
How much more will it be?
Just 2,000.
Is it cursed?
Got mine side effect.
It is.
Oh no, I didn't put it on. I just got it at a good deal, you know?
If you get it identified, I'll pay you a little extra.
I'm not gonna spend the extra 100. You spend the extra 100.
If I bring someone here to identify it, will you let it?
Are you gonna pay them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
How much would it cost to get somebody to just come down and identify it?
Probably about 110.
I don't know if identify has cost.
Isn't it spellcraft?
You can't identify without
the ID
identify
spell.
Now.
It's just detect magic and then a spellcraft check.
Identify.
You have to detect magic?
No longer has the 100 GP cost.
Okay,
either.
So then about 10 gold. Just to get a mage to come down and go.
Although, they do have to have wine stirred with an owl's feather.
That's bizarre.
So what is the DC?
So you keep an owl in a cage, you go around
a minor
side
effect.
Yeah. No, just take one
of the
up.
Oh, it's an evil mage.
No, okay.
Identify is 15 plus the item's caster level.
So it'd be 18.
With identify, you're looking at plus 10, so they need an 8 or higher, assuming they have no ranks in identifying spellcraft.
And no intelligence modifier.
Yes. Some student who can cast identify.
Sure.
It's a tangled.
Okay.
Yep.
80. I'm good.
Seeing which minor side effect it is.
You must make a will save, DC 10 plus caster level, so 13, or take 1 point of charisma damage each day.
So I have to make that save every day?
Yes.
But the 1 point of charisma damage comes back
every day.
Yep.
Yes, without taking off my plus one. So I have 12 charisma.
Yeah, it's a minor curse.
So it's either 3,000 gold or 2,000 gold and possibility of charisma damage.
So DC 13, I'd have to roll a 6 or higher. But I really don't want to have to worry about that constant thing. Is there a way to remove the curse from...
No.
No, curses are actually permanent.
Is there a way to find something down here that are not cursed?
Let's see. Currently on the market. Sure, there's one that's not cursed.
And how much is he selling it for?
3,000.
Why do you hate me, Andre?
Black market. There's a bunch of adventurers, and suddenly all the rogues in those adventuring groups just started coming back down here.
So, Steven, you know what's going on? He's got his mage buddy. He's going to make it for 2,800.
Yes,
because he's gone on vacation.
Yes.
He's tacking on.
I.e., you're also working the black market.
You see Saphiria.
Then I browse around to see if there's any other items that are less cursed or otherwise cursed.
Okay.
I'll have my mage come around and just
identify a few.
Yes.
Okay.
Cost 20 gold now. Total.
There is, he does find one that's 1,800, which is the price of it. It is cursed, but the only thing, the way it's cursed is when it's activated, it glows a kind of an emerald green.
For how long?
As long as it's in use.
Oh, okay. So no.
I can dig that. I can dig that.
It just there, it just means that someone definitely knows that you're using magic.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh. And
it's
going to
comprehend language. And people go like, oh hi, how are you today?
Now,
oh god,
suspicious talents,
my soul!
And then use that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, I'll do that, and I'll give my mage friend 25 gold.
Oh, thank you. This will pay for a third of a textbook.
Wow, your textbooks have gotten cheap. Did the adventurers just start selling old tomes or something?
See, I got this book called The Tome of Ultimate Evil. It was at a great price.
You might want to burn that.
Nah, are you kidding me? It's got great illusion spells in it.
Oh, God.
That's not illusion.
And I got this one called Necromancy Today. It was great.
I got the Nomonomicon.
Where's
the
Gulu
with all these new adventurers?
He hates it. Oh, my God. You, you're in charge of Tier 4. Or your least small, piddly section of that cesspool.
Yes.
You see adventurers come anywhere near your area, you beat the snot out of them and then get rid of them.
Wait, we can use them in the Coliseum.
I can't tell you how many of these little punks have decided that it's their job to take down the Thieves Guild.
What about the rogues? They can't join us?
They're not going to pay the dues.
You can blackbag them for what you guys did to us.
I don't want to blackbag a paladin. That might have repercussions.
The paladin, the rogues. The rogues and the groups.
No. Are you kidding me? Do you know how easy it is? Do you know how easy it is to get perception now? You don't even have to spend half ranks anymore. Everyone got a lot better at spotting.
Andre.
And everyone now has their favorite class.
We can now have open fight night at the Coliseum where we're going to have people come in, pay a fee, and have brackets and everything, and we can do this and make more money.
No, you need to start taking out adventurers.
Here's what you do. You pit adventuring groups against other adventuring groups.
And disable or have an accident occur with the...
Garrosh and Barrosh.
No, that's the championship fight. Every time, if you get all the way to the top, that's the championship fight. Congratulations, you're the best out of the city. Now you need to die.
No, unfortunately, there's not much of a rest point.
Between now you have higher strength. Same to you. Buff, buff, go.
No. Stone skin, stone skin.
Haste.
Oh, go. It's a Minotaur Golem.
Here's a couple belts. They allow you to sneak attack as a 20th level rogue.
Just as long as you flank.
Are you insane?
There are two of you.
Somebody, splat!
Slide fan.
No, wait. They allow you to sneak attack as a 14th level rogue.
Okay.
Sneak attack! Right.
What? I hang out with my wife for a little bit, then we go do some volunteer work.
So a tier 4 lady who needs work done from the guildmaster, you come get us?
Eventually. I'm plotting right now. I'm at home, blocking, scaring my husband.
By the way, while you're at your house, a number of adventurers come by and, of course, congratulate you, good to see that, typhlings can be good,
Yes, of
course. I mean, it, you literally get it, four times a day.
Well, I will do the polite thing and say, yes, of course,
wear
blah, blah,
glove.
Blah. Why?
Do we get gnomish adventurers at the engineering college?
They're dirty adventurers.
Okay.
But anyways, yes, it's like, of course, and yeah, it's good, and polite thing.
From my property!
I buy a chunk of chocolate for my wife.
it's the...
In the shape of a baby.
Such a great husband.
A baby shaped chocolate.
No, here's what you do, Tyler.
Support the Typhlin movement.
Yeah.
How's it going, lawyer dude? Shucked all the work on?
Get a...
Do you need me to look...
Get out of my office.
Do you need me to look pretty in front of everyone again?
Please get out of my office.
Okay,
we're gonna go back.
I'm basically just like, okay, I'm gonna do this. Okay, whatever, you take care
of it. So, you know what would be a good idea? Let's file a couple more lawsuits against the city.
But anyways, I came up with a brilliant idea with my 8 wisdom. You need assistance.
find gear.
So, find yourself some minions, and we'll pay him.
Minions.
Is it find yourself some?
Okay, so what's the plan at this point, guys?
I see we go check the Assassin's Guild.
You guys are, of course, whatcha at dinner.
What type of restaurant are we at this time?
Does this people have teleport?
Yes.
Whatever it is, I don't like it.
You don't like anything anymore. What's wrong with you?
I got married.
This time it is spicy. This is a median restaurant.
It's a median long pig.
It makes you sad. You reminiscing?
Yeah, you eat it and you're like,
Oh.
I miss my mom's cooking.
I miss my mom. Is my mom still alive?
It's good.
I miss you, the emote days.
I love every restaurant here so far.
No, Alec, that means your eyes are watering.
I'm bored. Let's do something.
You Assassin's Guild.
You guys have
any too much work? You know, spend more money.
Some milk.
Hard.
I still can't do that. I tell
you. I can punch in the face and help. Exactly. So,
dying of fire.
Are you Hitler from Rat Race?
Hello.
So, you remembered.
I say we go free the orphans.
Free? That is not going to be politically savvy. It's not going
to
work.
Attack on the orphanage!
You saw the orphanage attacked me!
Kill him quickly, then replace him with Ricardo.
you're going to kill the assassin quickly.
Uh-huh.
As a thief.
Uh-huh.
Are you sure you're in the right guild?
Uh-huh.
Wait, I thought you didn't like it here with us.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is... He's getting something.
He's messing it all up for us, I'm sure.
I know I'm in the right guild because I don't want to be here, but I'm effective at what I do, and I'm also good at what everyone else does, so therefore I should off them so I can assume their position.
In addition, he gets along with all the leadership.
Some really fine things like me.
Kill us?
No. You guys are on a challenge of my authority.
Either way,
we're above that authority.
No. Anyways,
you have no authority.
So that's my opinion, and Ricardo agrees with me.
I disagree.
We do need to do something with that guy.
We need to do something about the entire Blood Lotus.
Yeah, except that's the only guy we really know that's part of the.
Yeah.
What we do is we kill him.
Now here's the question: do we believe our alternate reality selves?
Yes.
That the
would I ever lie to myself?
Yes.
No, actually, I can't think of a single time I lied to myself.
You told yourself you were pretty.
That's not a lie, actually. I'm kind of pretty. I'm not drop-dead gorgeous, mind you, but I am pretty. I mean, that's my wife. She agrees. I didn't bring my wife to dinner, by the way. She's at home.
So, wait, you went out to eat and left your wife alone.
I didn't come here. I got teleported here. I was out talking to Bill, and suddenly I appeared here. I don't know what happened.
The little bib and everything.
Are you high? I walked up to you and said, hey, we're going to dinner. You said, okay, and you followed me here.
Last thing I remember, I was talking to Bill.
You need to cut back on the booze, man.
No, that's true.
He just finds you too attractive. He got completely distracted and forgot everything that he was doing prior.
It's thresholds. Whenever he walks through a threshold,
he was watching your back.
Well, more of that. A little lower than the back.
So anyways...
By the way, he's not an elf. He is human, though. Add his ranger bonus to your fist.
No, I'm not giving him that.
Yeah, you are.
I have to choose
my
you.
Butt commanded it.
Your butt?
No, you're not that attractive. I'm sorry. So anyways...
How much would be Mind Blink? I'm just curious.
Mind Blink is a very expensive spell.
Too much. I don't want to go assassinating people right now.
Assassinate the assassin.
Yes.
We could be like, yeah.
What do you want to do?
I'll do it. I don't have sneak attack.
Since you're bored.
I think we should pull off the biggest job this city has ever seen.
Can I
take
magic on the bottom of the city?
No, I get it, but you need to steal.
That's the adventures you're going to do.
We're going to steal the Elder Scroll. Oh.
Steal something the city hasn't seen since the guild master came in power.
I don't know what he did. I'm certain he did something.
Okay, so we need to steal his clothing while he's still wearing it.
Those clothes, actually, once you get them cleared, are actually kind of comfortable.
No. Here's what we do. We break someone out of the thingy underneath
Iron Citadel.
Yeah, but nobody believed that, considering we were supposed to have escaped from there.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's already happened, remember?
I guess.
You guys are throwing around ideas for something I have no
He wants to do something wise. Epic.
Yes. Wit's still around in my head.
We could burn the mage's cauldron to the ground. That'd be fun.
What do you suggest, Bill?
No, because the castle or the island starts falling.
No. Mage cauldron isn't the source of the flying.
Don't ask the guild master, he's just going to be mad at us.
Is he high?
No, he's sitting eating. Right behind us.
Yeah, he's eating at the table behind us.
It's hot.
When did you get here?
I've been here.
He's been here the whole time. Anyways. I said hello when we walked in. God, you people have the worst memories ever.
I got teleported here. I was talking to Bill.
I was having sex with my wife. I had to zip up when we got in here.
No, actually, I just stole your pants.
Oh, hey.
Right, so yeah, I want to steal something huge.
We could rob a bank in Gold District.
There's plenty of adventures
we
now.
We could steal the Mage's College. That's huge.
That is huge.
We've already broken into the Mage's College.
Yeah, but we haven't stole the whole Mage College.
All its students inside.
We could go to the,
one.
That's a feat of magic we don't have the ability to...
Where would we put it?
Put it on the ground.
We put it in Sauron.
That is a feat of magic we don't have the capacity to.
We could go steal all the gold from the warehouse.
We could saw around it and let it fall.
Can we just go in like the direct center of town?
Yeah, it's right next to the Senate.
That's actually where the
Iron
falling
Citadel?
No,
the Iron Citadel
the
is
magic keeping the
so
city.
So the rest
up
of the city
falls.
Right beneath it is the Iron Citadel. So
but the rest of the city.
So this people's mage college sitting there has.
So this is a giant mage tower with an evil citadel floating around the world.
Everyone else is dead from New Hope.
No, I have Feather Ball.
I have a potion.
Okay, so.
Yes, big job.
We used to steal the golems.
In what?
In the warehouse. We could take them and make them ours.
But no one knows about that.
Yeah, imagine people would figure that out once we marched through the city with an army full of...
Where did they get these golems?
That's not very...
That's more like...
March them through the city.
That's more
you
like...
Impose us. There doesn't
conquer
matter.
The city. I want to steal something from the city.
Are you stealing their liberty?
Listen, I'm a tyrannical dictator of the city. Okay, I see how this is.
It is a feat and the city has not seen yet. Okay.
We can go after one of
them. Look at Roger, we just stole your rights.
True, but which one?
We just
I thought we go after the orcish one. I mean, their common store is a fine art.
And property, evidently.
Yes, they don't. They have been taking lots of property and they're also selling weapons to the war bands on the circus.
There's another plot.
So, we steal their weapons, their art, and then we leave.
No. Here's what
and
we do.
And their deeds.
We steal their island.
Okay, everyone ignore what
we're talking
about. Apparently in La La Land.
We might be able to pull that off.
I think we can actually do that.
Actually, no. That would be... If we made a whole island disappear, think of the panic that would cause.
Yeah. But how would we do it?
Castle,
I don't know.
If that's the case, we don't want to be known.
Every blind around goes, "You're gonna fucking die."
Yes.
But I just think it'd be funny.
I wish you'd have a body double of me, you know, making yourself well known elsewhere.
So you mean they get assassinated multiple times over? Yes. Yes.
No. I'm during the time the theft takes place. I completely separate myself from this crime.
I'm gonna get a clone, so if I die, another one will wear it. My soul will transfer that one.
But yeah,
that would the soul goes to hell, and then something from hell goes into your body.
Oh, okay.
That would be epic, but
if we could somehow take over the island, you know, displace them, put ourselves in power.
Right, that's what I meant.
I think we should stick to just stealing their stuff for now.
There has to be something in the city that would cause such an uproar.
Surely
we would be known forever, and it still wouldn't even ruin our image. Something to do with the government.
We could steal the gavel at the Senate.
I don't know.
How am I supposed to read my speech?
Some sort of record.
I can't restore order!
We can steal all of our judge hammers. I don't know.
Is this sort of like stealing everyone's spoon?
We're the ultimate Khajiit thief.
You do that?
He broke into everyone's house and stole their spoon. In Morrowind, eventually I had made enough money that I got bored and broke into people's houses just for the challenge and like stole people's spoons and then just left.
That's almost where I am. I've got so much money and I have nothing to spend it on.
I'm like, I'm already gemmed out to hell.
Yeah. I just need to buy houses.
In my game with the thief, and I did everything in that game, basically. Went around stealing skulls.
There are a lot of skulls.
Collecting skulls and putting them in my house.
What could we do to the government that would make it cause a panic, but not giant cause the entire Iron Citadel to come down on us?
Do they have a giant statue anywhere erected in memory of someone?
Yeah.
Oh, bad guy?
Or how about this? Something, some record that the...
Like the Constitution?
Or something like that.
No, that would ruin our image.
No, it wouldn't.
If we kept it and vandalized it, yes. We just went in there like...
Or we could steal some... I don't know. It seems like it would spite the government enough if we stole some sort of records that obviously show how corrupt they are. I mean, everyone knows it, but this is evidence.
Yeah.
Okay, we steal their accounting records.
We could do that.
And what would we do with it?
We'd make it public?
Just go like, hey, look what we found.
Do we make it actually public, or we just go to the look and go?
Well, it depends if we want, like, leverage over the council, or do we want just to be like, fuck you, look what we found.
They have those badass awesome mages at their... You know,
I wouldn't say they had them at their beck and call.
The Iron Citadel is technically kind of a separate entity from our government.
We don't know that.
Yeah, we do.
We do not know the intricate workings.
Yes.
We know nothing about
them. We know for the most part they're not a part of the government.
They work separately, because I recall that something happened where they were still functioning where the government didn't.
Yeah.
They are a part of the government.
But they're not. They're not.
They're the special tactics and reconnaissance. The specters of the council. Andre, for game number four, they continue.
Andre. Okay.
What?
Do we have any knowledge of this? Are they separate from the government, or are they...
They are a branch of the government that the authority of it was removed. But they could never remove the branch.
Okay.
So it is now a branch of the government that no longer has any no authority figure over them.
But they still have their authority to arrest and prosecute.
So, i.e., they actually...
Because no one can stop them because the higher level's gone.
So essentially, they are separate from our government.
Okay, well, there's one or two things they can do that are big and epic that I can think of. One, plan number spite the government.
Plan number spite the government.
Two, plan number, just to keep it, you know,
up the same,
spite the Iron Citadel and,
number
you know,
A?
Throw the truth out there.
I'm up for that.
I think we should spite the Iron Citadel.
The only question is how.
Because, I mean, conceivably, they had something to do with, like, all the mages disappearing. Because those are the only things that they could threaten their power.
Maybe we should bust
maybe they are the mages.
Had something to do with the mages disappearing.
Maybe we should, maybe they're... holding all the mages in there, and we need to bust them out.
Maybe they are the mages.
I doubt.
No.
That's possible, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
Surely not all of them. Anyway.
Like maybe it's possible it was like a faction of the mages.
I can see that some.
So
of them,
now
I don't think all
how.
Of them would be in the Iron
yes.
Citadel and be evil.
I would
So, time to start planning. Okay, well, first off, do we all agree that this is a fun thing we should be doing?
Yes.
If it risks my life, probably not.
Anything we do
if
at this point
if you don't
is
risk
life.
Your life in D&D, well, you don't level. If you don't level, D&D sucks.
Not this, not that type.
We're now on episode 37. We're now level 2.
Congratulations, you succeed in going to the market. You got a sale on oranges. There's 5 experience points.
Wait, I know what this game is. You know what this game is?
The Sims?
No. It is actually an RPG that you hated.
I hate most RPGs.
No. It has nothing to do with... It's pen and paper.
I'm trying to remember. GURPS?
No. I've honestly forgot the name. But it has something to do with... Like, people actually get crafting skills because...
Oh, Greyhawk.
That's it.
Oh, God. I hate Greyhawk. I'm sorry for anyone. I'm sure there were plenty of good games, and there were plenty of fun ones, but the faction here in Lawrence was so elitist. Oh, my dear sweet Hades. If the group was assembled of a level 5, a level 3, and 2 level 1s, level 5 got to call all the shots, and if you disagreed with him, he killed you.
Wow.
Yeah. Greyhawk does not hold happy memories for me.
I think you died a couple times.
I gave up.
So, we're going to spike the energy to the dome.
See, that's when you get all your friends together, make 10 level 1s, and I'll just go fuck up that level 5.
So, we have 10 level 1 rogues.
So, yeah, what are we going to do? Yeah, we'll listen to you. Okay, so we're sleeping now, right? Okay.
Actually, what I should
say... We're sleeping. All right, I'll take first watch.
My family.
Wake everyone up. Let's kill him.
Like, I'll take first watch. He'll take second watch. You'll take third watch. What about me? I don't have to take any watches?
No, you don't have to.
You just the other way.
What?
I'm not going to do anything that could possibly risk my family.
Then you can't do anything within our city.
Then anything we do up here and a lot of stuff we do down there runs risk of coming back to family.
I know. And in the times that I felt that what would happen, I actually stepped back if you didn't notice.
Then you're not going to do anything involving the city up here. Because anybody that, besides Timmy on the street corner, that I can smack twice and knock him unconscious.
I'm a never free world!
Anybody any higher than Timmy can come back to bite you in the butt.
Okay.
That's why we have to crush them.
Thank you, Ricardo.
I'm chaotic good!
No, I'm saying
must crush them. Drive them before you.
The lamentations of the women. Fast.
To crush your enemy. To crush your enemy. Drive them before you and hear the lamentations of the women.
Yes, that's what we're talking about doing. We're
okay,
about
how did
going
this come from
people.
I wanted to do something fun to let's do something so epic to the plot it could end the game.
That's not going to end the game.
That's not going to end the game. The only way it'll end the game is if it ends up with a TPK.
TPK!
Or
TPK!
Deciding not to.
So far, you're the only one who says no.
Okay. I say no if it's going to be like that.
Amanda, if anything we do up here can come back to you by our families.
I know that. That's why I'm using personal judgment. And when it says that, I thought we were just stealing something stupid to have fun. And that's what I was going to do. But that seems... Anyways, this is what my character would do.
Then there's nothing you can do up here with you.
There's plenty you can do up here with me.
Anything up on the island that we would do that's worth a challenge?
Okay, yes, that's why you use personal judgment. It's like in real life, anything you do can bite you in the butt, but you
Amanda,
still do
what
things.
You're not getting is we're going to piss someone off no matter what we do. And that will come back and hurt you. We can sit on our ass and not do anything and piss someone off in this city.
Yes, I know that.
So
that's why I'm using personal
No, Amanda,
judgment.
What you're saying is we have to leave the island if we want you to do anything.
No. We're,
okay, then what can we do?
I did. What do you think
steal
these last, like, 3
steal.
Months have been?
Awkward whistle. Awkward whistle.
Yes.
So.
High group tension.
We are going to...
uncomfortable.
Probably like, massage.
You know, you need to massage him sensually. Give him little kisses on the head.
Yes, I like the pain.
So.
What they're saying is you might as well come because if we're doing it, then it's going to come back.
One of the quickest ways that we can get the attention of the Iron Citadel, obviously, is teleportation. If we teleport, then
I just teleport all over there. The Night Guard, now teleporting vandalism. Teleport group. graffiti something.
Dude, we get an item that teleports at will.
If we pool our money, we should totally get an item that does Mark.
Arcane Mark.
Arcane Mark, and then Dimension Door. So, okay, anyways, I don't think attracting their attention is the best way to go about it.
No, we don't want to get... We don't want to get captured.
We're going to have to do some research into how they function, where they function, who supports them, stuff like that. To do that, we need to infiltrate the government.
Or steal something from the government.
Yes. So, we need to send somebody into the government corridors, find their records, because if nothing else... What?
No need.
No need? What do you mean?
You do realize that one of the entire branches of the Thieves Guild, actually, their sole job is...
Oh, that's right.
Have they been doing their job?
Us. For the past few months, yes, begrudgingly.
So, we go talk to them, that's blood.
Well, Guildmaster's right there. Why don't we just see if he's cool with this?
I am enjoying my burrito.
Do we need to go talk to Blood Eyes to get records on the government?
Probably.
Okay. So we'll go talk to Blood Eyes.
Let him finish his burrito before you start asking these questions.
I'm not asking him, I'm letting him enjoy his burrito.
Did you get it from Chipotle?
Steal his burrito.
Huh? Did you get it from Chipotle?
Maybe.
So we'll go ask Blood Eyes
for the record
for the records of the Iron Citadel. Yes. We'll scour through them, find some links to somebody, go investigate that, potentially off that person or get them as an ally. Then we can actually infiltrate the Iron Citadel and destroy them from the inside.
Just putting it out there, I don't think you're going to go with this, but I mean, alternatively, we could just bore our way down to it and then teleport somewhere else.
I went down there and looked. The problem is, we'd have to bore through the walls in the building because it's entirely enclosed. No windows or nothing.
I can make a hole.
How big?
How many days you give me?
That's not the question. The question is how big.
Volume based on days.
So how big of a hole can you make? I don't care. Give whatever time frame you want.
I can move the stone of the earth given enough time.
It can be as big as you want.
It's once per day.
How fast do you move it?
Stone shape at minimum level.
I don't know what that means.
As do I.
You can crawl through it.
Look it up. Now.
Where's the book?
Jessica has them.
Andre sits here and goes like, I have no part in this.
This is why Andre likes it though. He wants us to sit here and plan, and he listens into our plans so that he knows how to overthrow them.
I usually try not to because that's just cheesy. I just make it super badass.
Does James know anything about anything though?
He hasn't been alive long enough to know, no.
Does Arwen know anything about the government?
He tries specifically to stay out of the government, although he is a lawyer.
Pretty much, you should go see him to see if there is anything that he needs us to do.
No, Arwen? He's a priest.
He is.
He's a priest and a lawyer.
What now? See if he has anything he needs us to do. We'll do that after dinner.
He doesn't seem as charismatic and outgoing as a lawyer should be.
It's because he's not a courtroom lawyer.
He's the guy like Tyler's assistant who actually does the work, and he has somebody like Severi who goes and goes, yes, let me read the notes my attendant gave me.
That
but I'll
no
smile
sense.
While I do it.
Unfortunately.
I like my burritos with chili. Alright, that's my lunch order.
We'll play that off.
Evie, you stole my seat again.
Sorry, that's not a sort of Judge, would you like one?
I think I'm inclined to vote his way. The defense is like.
Really? Look at
that. Look at the defense. See, I got a smile. You want a burrito? I'll buy.
Anyways, it's 15 cubic feet.
Per day?
No. Per day.
We're gonna need a little more than that.
Well, you can also buy scrolls of it.
This is Phoenix, right? Yeah. So everyone's against you until you can prove.
Objection!
That it was the other person. Even then, you're still wrong.
Objection!
No, if you get the judge on your side, then the judge's order goes.
What are you talking about? The judge isn't on your side until you've proven everything.
Not unless you bribe him. Because he's your friend.
This is Phoenix Wright. You can't bribe the judge. You're the only lawful good character in the game.
That sucks.
I'm pretty sure the judge is chaotic good.
He's stupid good.
So,
Wait, what's that?
We can easily
it's
get scrolls.
It's a chair.
It is a chair.
Guys, it ain't. All right.
What, she's scratching her butt? She's,
yeah, rubbing her butt.
What's wrong with rubbing her butt?
You know that nice long brown track? That's not mud.
Oh, nasty.
We've cleaned it several times.
Why is she pooing on the floor?
She's not pooing. She's just itching her butt.
Oh.
She's wiping it off.
Mm. So, we can easily get those scrolls and then go straight to the heart of it all.
Worms?
Hmm?
Possibly.
She doesn't have anything.
I'd just like to point out, they probably did protect against stone shape.
Potentially not, actually. How many people are stupid enough to fly under the city completely unprotected, move into the enemy base, where we know they have tons of powerful wizards?
And also, without any knowledge of their defenses.
Yes.
They might just be relying on the fact that their citadel's defended.
How many people would honestly do that?
At least
five. Actually, we have plenty of adventurers now.
True.
Yes, but even the adventurers don't do
that. We should totally start our adventure recruitment on this.
Yes! All we have to do is get enough flying boats and have just this adventure swarm come out of me.
That's perfect. We get rid of the adventurers that way.
And we deal with the Iron Citadel!
That's perfect!
I love it! This way, also, we can infiltrate them without their specifically IDing us, because there'll just be a swarm of people. And we just get a bunch of moose stone, shaped stone, or moose stone, whatever.
We've got to find the good adventurers.
And move them all. We'll advertise that we need help overthrowing an evil agency. We will have people by the hundreds volunteering.
A secret organization of secret mages.
Okay, if I know how adventurers work, the best way to advertise is have one of us dress up as an old man wearing cloak robes that cover most of your body and sit in the darkest corner of the tavern.
How many people have hat in disguise?
That is so mean.
And I'll start spreading rumors about it while you sit there. So we're gonna, yeah. I heard that old guy in the corner was saying something about overthrowing some evil agency. You should go talk to him.
You shouldn't so much as recruit as spread rumors about this place.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
And not hire anyone specifically.
No, we don't hire them. We tell them about it, and then they'll volunteer.
Yeah, and it's just everyone will spread rumors about that.
I gotta lift my veil or my little thieves guild.
Or do we want all the credit?
No, I say it'd be better just have them giant swarm. And then we'll go in and actually do it all.
Yes.
It's not that way, because that way, if anyone does survive, they can't see the ID us.
It would also make a good
deception.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
So, he and I can start on spreading the rumors and gathering a crowd of people who volunteered. You guys work on getting the accounts themselves and figuring out what you can about them before we do this.
You mean actually figure out what we should be doing?
Yes.
Not just actually going in there?
Yes. And we get the distraction units.
I was wearing
we get the
cowl of Nocturnal.
Okay, well,
I got
we're going to need
by a highwayman
information.
And instead of saying, you know, give me all your gold or whatever.
I've had the Iron Citadel since.
He was just like,
you guys are level 9.
Buy my stars, it's the big box.
Do you
want
to hand it to us, or do we have to go find it?
You have to go find it.
It was awesome.
Not that easy. I'm also not that organized.
I want to kill the highwayman.
So we go talk to Blood Eyes?
I know.
Yep, but you guys go talk to the tier 1 guys. Blood Eyes, of course, meets with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
He had a glass mace?
Yeah. Lovely.
Ah, it's the Guildmaster's pets.
Yep, we got a crackpot idea again.
Hey, we're not here.
What?
It involves the Iron Citadel. We need information on it. And we know you guys have the best access to
it. Okay, sure. I got plenty on it.
He suddenly gets very happy about this.
How legible information, not just rumors.
You mean reliable?
Yes.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Oh. Why are you so happy all
the time? Oh, no. No reason. So, what do you want to know?
What do you know about it?
A lot.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Been there before?
No, but I've been around long enough to know about it.
Is it, like, 200 years old?
He's a drow.
Oh.
Enlighten, if you don't mind.
It used to be a tower that was on the ground, and then took off. A tower was there before the town was.
Hmm.
Is it, like, upside down?
No, it was just floating.
It's like, the way Andre described it was like what is it called? It's like an ice cream cone. It's entirely enclosed.
A cone?
It's basically just another island floating around, upright, like a normal island, just underneath the town.
Oh, I was picturing, like, so like the thing being, like, an airship, and, you know, like, the blimps had the little...
No.
So, like, the Citadel used to be in the ground, and then the city took off, and then it took off, or it took off before?
It took off afterwards, but there weren't any mages in it.
Okay.
So what's holding it up?
Well, originally the senators, a few generations back, humans really short-lived, decided to use it kind of as a base of operations, you know, for their special forces. Even when it was on the ground, they tried investigating it. And that's where they store all their really dangerous criminals.
They still do that?
Well, see, the government agency that used to control it was deemed as treasonous.
So is said government agency still there, but not sanctioned?
The leaders aren't. Leaders are all gone at this point.
Hmm.
They were all hung. Really bad time for the city.
However, everyone else is still there.
Oh yeah, usually they're supposed to have died by now. Usually the people working down there are human.
Usually. Are there any, like, monstrous people down there?
I have no idea. I haven't heard of any recruitment campaign since when it was first launched.
So maybe they're all undead now.
Or if they have access to such a powerful thing. I'm not sure.
The Grey Robes, or Grey Mages as they're called, fairly powerful. I mean, I've never gotten in a tussle with one.
You have.
We've encountered a few. That's about it.
I submitted to
them. Oh, yeah. A lot of people encounter them. Not a lot of people fight them.
Trifle, yes.
Maybe that's what they count on.
Just the propaganda and the paranoia around them?
Possibly.
They're not actually worth the crap?
Well, I wouldn't say that. They're probably worth...
Yes. They probably have a good amount of...
But what I'm saying is that they might not be completely, you know, insanely awesome. They're just mages that are buff when they come into combat.
They make it look like they're super powerful.
They also have good magic items.
Yeah, so, what were you going to say?
That's where they take all the dangerous criminals. They've still been doing that up until this day.
Hmm.
Do you know of any recent criminals who've been down there?
Yeah. Supposedly you guys.
Ooh, us.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the ideas for we thought that the, that's my foot.
Okay, I'll make sure it was yours, not Amanda's.
What are you two doing? We thought that the Guildmaster could be down there. There's several psychopaths that have been down there.
The Russian Barrow's not there yet.
They're not that dangerous. Anyone useful, or are they all just crazy?
Well,
what about other mages?
Oh yeah, anyone that speaks out against the Senate too much.
So it's probably a good idea we're going out against the Citadel first.
Yeah, I thought we'd wake up in the middle of the night with about 10 mages around us, fully buffed.
Hi.
Hi.
Magic missile coup de grace.
Yeah, but having that done 10 times.
It might be a coup de grace, even if you're like.
Your head has blood.
Let's see, 5d4 plus 5.
Times 10. Ow.
Anyways.
Yeah, so 50d4 plus 50.
You don't have DR against that, so.
The senators are stopped kicking funds to them, but they still make money. No one really knows how. Most of the senators at this point are actually pretty scared of him.
Interesting.
It's plus 5.
The only encounter we know of is when... The only time I've ever seen them is when people do teleportation violations.
Yeah, that's usually when they show up, because if a person is dangerous enough to be considered a threat, you don't know that they're missing. They also got some pretty strong enchantment. That's one of the reasons why I'm able to know a bit about them and not be completely mind-wiped.
I didn't get a will save when I went there.
What do you mean?
I'm an elf. I have bonuses for enchantment.
Gotcha.
Go gadget natural plus two.
Psh. As we can with blots.
Makes up for the fact that rogues and barbarians don't have good will saves.
I'm not happy today. I've been angry, sad, very sad, and neutral a lot.
You had one very happy, or light happy.
Ah, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Do you have any way of knowing access to it besides being arrested?
Maybe you could teleport inside it.
Usually, if they know where we're going, to be teleporting.
Yeah, well.
So it's the risk.
We need a church of 10.
Well, presumably they've thought about people teleporting in there.
Yeah, probably.
So they've had some sort of anti-teleportation, but they'd have to put that down to go out.
Yes. Out or in. Well, they may just have an alarm to know when someone arrives. And if something's off schedule or something. Mm-hmm. Depends on how organized they are.
True. So, anyways. Thank you.
Have fun.
Does he have any documentation on their history so that we can research it and see if there's any connections or loopholes?
Mm-hmm. The only place you might find that is Groundside.
You mean back where?
It took off.
Where'd it take off from?
Tonga.
I thought it took off from New Hope. So.
No.
Tonga, New Hope was in Tonga.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood
that. Most of the records from before, during that time, are kind of gone.
You can always go back to that one house.
Paper isn't, something that's often taken care of well.
Well, we can always check that area out while the rumors spread.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You guys do have access to the past. You have a link to the past.
Do we still come back as those people?
You don't know now.
Yeah,
okay. Well, I would be interested to go back to the past. That would be interesting to see what
happens. Let's do the time warp again!
Exactly.
Okay, so that's one plan, or we could also try and find it, like,
go back and be gay again.
No, I hated that.
What?
We can also try and go back and find it.
We might actually rewrite the writing we did.
We can find the history of where it came from. Mm-hmm. Maps.
Mm-hmm. We can do both.
Maybe we could do both. Just talk to the DMs.
Okay, I vote for finding it on the land.
True, I could. Mm-hmm.
Do that first and then try the time thing if we need more information.
If you want to do
that. Well, the bad news is, you guys are doing that, I did got 527 plus.
Oh yeah, trust me, there are plenty of people who are going to go investigate it.
So, sorry.
As the good person's going, sending people off to their death.
Actually, it's probably...
We don't tell them exactly where it is, though. Well, I guess it's under the city. But...
Is it actually just floating under the city?
It is just floating underneath the city.
Okay, so you can look at it.
Oh yeah, you can see it. It's just, most people who live on the city don't really care about it.
It's kind of, it's below their eyesight, so that...
Eyesight out of mind.
Exactly.
It's sort of like asking people in Lawrence, so where's the sewage treatment plant?
Oh, hey, what's up?
It's actually, I know where it is.
So do I. We had to go there on a field trip.
I used to know where it was.
It's over, it's like you're going down from here, not from here. Yeah, I guess from here you go over... It's not worth putting on the internet.
I used to live down the street from it.
Are we done tonight or tonight more?
It's up to you guys if you want to be done. It's midnight.
Yeah, because we can, next week, we can go to the service.
Okay.
And then, if we don't want to, go back in time.
Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives.
You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.